Special for college customer support, you can see our teachers, my having zip code, please. Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kiana speaking. May I have your zip code, please?
My zip code?
Yes, ma'am.
27527.
Your first and last name, please.
Robin Heroes.
And for security purposes, can you verify your address?
100 Bristol Circle. Clayton, North Carolina, 27527.
What did you say that city was?
What's up with your phone?
Ma'am?
I can't hear you because of your phone status. Are you there?
Can you hear me now?
I can.
I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. I asked you to verify the city and state one more time.
Clayton, North Carolina.
Are you familiar with Archer Lodge, North Carolina?
Yes, Archer's Lodge. They're changing from Clayton to Archer's Lodge.
Okay. Well, I did thank you for that.
Anyway, I'm calling to dispute an $85 charge on my bank account.
You say you're calling to dispute the charge?
Yeah. I didn't authorize that. What is that for?
You purchased the Thrive Formula and the Serene Capsules. Both are CBD products that improves the mood and sleep. You made these purchases back on April 19th.
Yes, those were samples, and yes, I approved the first two. The $85, I sure didn't approve that. What is that for?
That's the retail price of that pill bottle. When you place the order with us, you sign up for a 14-day trial period. And within those 14 days, you're supposed to call and get your account canceled out. But because you didn't, we did bill you that retail price on that 15th day.
So you charged me $85, the retail price, because why?
You signed up for a 14-day trial period, and you're supposed to get your account canceled out.
I don't want an account, and I don't want any kind of membership or anything. I just want to cancel the whole thing. I don't like the way that all happened.
Yes, ma'am. I totally understand that. Can you tell me if you've been using this product?
I haven't even got anything from you yet.
You haven't received that trial bottle, ma'am?
No. I've got nothing. Except almost $100 in charges on my credit card and my bank statement, and I've got nothing. I just want to cancel the whole thing.
Yes, ma'am. It says it was delivered in your mailbox on April 27th at 3:22 p.m.
On April 27th? No, it was not.
Yes, ma'am. It says delivered. What I can do for you is get those products were shipped out to you if you like.
I don't want anything else. I just want my money back. I've got nothing from you. And whoever you delivered it to, I don't know, but it wasn't me.
Well, we didn't deliver, ma'am. Your local USPS put it in your mailbox.
I don't have it. I don't have anything from you, except I'm in debt $100.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand that. The charges on your account are legal and valid, ma'am, but I can't get the account canceled out.
You can't cancel my account. Are you going to continue to charge me?
I said I can.
Okay. Can you refund my money back?
No, ma'am. The charges on your account are legal and valid. You placed the order with us.
Really? You know that's going to be a problem since I have nothing from you, right?
Ma'am, I offered to ship those products out to you and you declined.
I didn't have the products. I don't know who you shipped them to, but it wasn't me. And I am going to dispute this.
Well, ma'am, if you're going to dispute the charges, your bank is going to contact us. We're going to provide them with the same tracking. We're going to provide them with the same terms and conditions and the tracking number.
It's not going to be my bank. It's not going to be my bank. This is just crap business in the middle of a pandemic when I'm unemployed. I have no money coming in, and you're taking money out of my account and not sending me anything. That's all right. You'll be hearing from me. And any account or membership or anything, I want it canceled immediately.
All right, ma'am. I'm going to get your account canceled, but are you going to wait on the phone for the cancellation number?
Sure.
Just give me 1 second, ma'am, while I notate your account.
I will be filing a complaint with the BBB and the Attorney General, by the way.
All right, ma'am, I do understand. You want to get, I got that account canceled out for you.
It's the number. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here. What I can do for you, ma'am, is I can offer you that 50% refund.
I guess that's better than nothing.
All right, ma'am. Just give me 1 second while I get that refund back to you.
Am I still going to get the products?
Ma'am, I offered to reship them out to you and you declined it.
What do you have for an address? You've got Archer's Lodge?
100 Bristol Circle, Archer Lodge, North Carolina, 27527.
And when did you ship it? What date?
It was shipped out on the 21st.
On the 21st. And it's May 9th.
Can Give me 1 second, ma'am. I'll give you that refund.
You know how disappointing it is to not receive the product? You signed me up for a membership. It cost me almost $100 and I got nothing.
Well, ma'am, I offered to reship it. I tell you, you declined it.
I'm not going to decline. I just don't want you taking any more money out of my account.
I never said I was going to take out any more money, ma'am. When I offered to reship that product to you, when you said you didn't receive it, you said you didn't want it. And this call has been recorded, so they, it was heard.
Ship it out. I don't want to have no product and pay you all this money.
All right, ma'am. I'm going to get that reshipped out to you. Just give me 1 second. All right, Ms. Robin, I got that refund back into your account. $42.50 will be deposited within 45 business days. Would you like that cancellation number?
How much is being deposited into my account?
$42.50.
Yes, what's the number?
C as in Charlie, D as in David, 780, F as in Frank, 8288, F is in Frank.
Okay, are we done here?
Yes, ma'am. Was there anything else I can assist you with?
No, that's all.
All right.
And what is the address of, what's the address of your company? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. We're getting the address.
Attorney General. Do you have that address?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I can just give you that email.
No, I need a physical address.
Ma'am.
I need the physical address of your corporate facility.
I don't have our corporate address, ma'am. I have the email. That's what I'm trying to inform you of.
Okay, what's the email?
It is support@thrive-wellness-usa.com.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.